Hi, I'm Raffaella, and today I'm here because I want to tell you a story. Imagine that you have just stepped behind your computer science degree, so you have to make your final project, so you made some research, and you know about Django. How many of you know about Django? Good. And when, because you have to, for learning purpose, you have to create everything from scratch. And now you have something like admin, migration, or everything works like magic, don't you? And you keep going, you keep completing your project, and then you know there's a community behind Django, but you don't feel comfortable to join. And maybe this story could just end like this. Probably most of the story could end just like this. But instead, you find a mentorship program when you you have the chance to become a contributor. Hi again. I'm Raffaella. I'm a Django Software Foundation member, and also I'm a past participant of the Django Now Space program. And I would like, first of all, to talk about some obstacles for new contributors. Language barrier, because English is the most popular language in open source, but could be a challenge for many. Imposter syndrome is the voice in your head that says you're not good enough to contribute. For learning purpose, you have to keep asking yourself questions, and maybe asking them in public could be maybe intimidating. Django is celebrating this year its 20th birthday, so having to deal with a huge code base could be challenging for lots of people. So probably you just want to start by your home, but why a mentorship program? The structure, first of all, because if you have clear goal, you can have a clear path. Inclusivity, because if you want to, if you are searching for volunteer, and you made a message in the chat, who wants to volunteer? And probably the people who want to join, they join in any way. But instead, if you're asking to a person, I think you will be great at this. Really like to try. It's more important. It's more effective. Sponsorship, having a sponsor support, it's important. But also advocate for people to. Until they find their own voice. Let's talk about Django Now Space program, what it does. Behind the program, there were this simple idea to create a space, and instead of waiting people to join, invite them. So some desired goal for this program was to create regular contributors, grow the community, and increase the diversity, and most of all, create a safe space for people to join. Let's talk about the structure. The Django Now Space program is created for create new Django contributor, and when people join, also contribute in Django or in its ecosystem. It's an 8-week mentorship program where people are divided in group, and every group has a navigator and a captain. A captain is a community manager that help that coordinate the program and also help the navigator with the help better Django Nauts. And the navigator is a guide that that don't have all the solution, but have a clear tool to guide people through their own solution. Also, it's important to have some space bands, because Django space is there are also the team are also named as planets, and celebrate every type of the wins. For example, you have created a blog, it's time to celebrate. You have completed a marathon, it's also time to celebrate. Celebrate together, it's important to create a better environment. You can contribute, of course, with your PR, but not only. There's a chance to share some experience with creating a blog. There's also a weekly newsletter where there's a chance for Djangonauts to outread updates to Django. There's a piece of most interesting PR that have been merged the previous week, for example, the bug fix. Also, organizing event is an important type of contribution. For example, some Djangonauts became also organizer for the program. Speaking and attending conference are probably the most important things to create more connection, to create inside the community. The board have this working group that let people, this working group have some authorities related with some specific topic. For example, the social media working group, there's a good chance to contribute. Let's see some results of the Django Now Space program. At the end of at the end of every session, people felt more comfortable to join and also contribute. At the end, when Django 5.1 was released, 8% of Djangonauts were contribute for this type of release. And lots of several Djangonauts, that's myself, became Django Software Foundation member. That means they are involved in the community and also have the chance to make their vote for the board and for the steering council. The Django community has really embraced the program, and the program has been featured in podcast article, and yeah, it was really welcome, this type of program, something new. In 2023, also the program won this Malcolm Trentnik Memorial Prize, that is an awarded, annually awarded to a person that welcoming newcomers, and this program is the reflect of the Malcolm values. The session 3 has just ended in December, so 29 pull requests has been open, 20 of them has been merged, and Django now skip outred updates to Django, and also write some blog posts about their experience. And during every session, there's a chance to attend online events, for example, guest speaking, where a person inside the community share their experience with Djangonauts. And there were also Djangonauts showcase, where Djangonauts share their experience with the community. And it's a similar event to a lightning talk with a 5 minutes presentation. But there's also a chance to ask in some questions. Another type of event, it was Django DjangoCon watch party, where we have chosen a specific talk and then we watch together, like we were attending DjangoCon together. I put there some interesting link if you are interested in this type of program. The organizers are really active on lots of social. If you were thinking, okay, this is great, how can I build this for my own community? First of all, start small, because Django Now Space program has started with a pilot session. So start with a small group of people and see what works best. Set the clear goals, of course, because you know better for your own community what you should achieve first. For example, the diversity, regular contributors, and also create a safe space for people to join, to have a sense of belonging, and celebrate every type of contribution, because they're not just the code contribution, but there are many other type of contribution that could be helpful. Last but not least, have fun and make some connection between each other. I think I shared some how the program works and everything, but I think the most important thing inside this program were people that are want to give back, people that want to help each other, and together they created a safe space, a space where you can feel the sense of belonging, a Django Now space. So thank you. Yeah, there's a specific form where people fill out, and there's a decision making to who are going to become participant inside. Less than 10% of the people are that make some. They make the fill the. The form have been accepted in the previous session.
Okay. Have you run into any issues while running the programs? Anything you can tell us about?
I think because of the when I the third or second slide, I also encountered the imposter syndrome, but the things that helped me most. Is to sharing what I felt, because sometimes you feel like I'm just the only one who felt this way. Instead, lots of people feel the same way as you feel, and having this working together could be really really helpful. What the best things that helped me? That really helped me.
If you had to say one
thing. Celebrate every type of things that we have done, because I think to create a meaningful connection with each other, it's really important, because most of the people, I think, most people that want to join really don't have problem to join anyway, because became a contributor you just can became without a mentorship program, but having people that can help, can really advocate for you, can that's I think what's important.
When you say celebrate the finished project, I don't really have an idea of that. What does that mean? How do you celebrate it? Do you like the whole event or?
Yeah, there's at the end and when the program starts and when it's at the end, there's a meeting where together we talk about what we have done, something that we want to share. And it's more like a meeting. And when I spoke about Celebrate Habitat for Winning, there's a specific channel inside the Discord where you post something, and then people can say, "Oh, that's great! I didn't think about this before, or you did a great job. I tried once, or maybe they share what they have done or what they think." Yeah, there's also a chance for every past participant to stay in contact, because for the program there's a Discord, server Discord, and people that have completed the program also stay inside Discord, and yes, I think because we spend eight weeks for so long. I think there's a chance to create also a friendship, I would like to say, with other participants. I was too fast.